Mild one.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Let's Cook es un libro de recetas para que aprendas inglés cocinando. Hemos mezclado muy bien la gramática con el vocabulario y las expresiones culinarias. Lo hemos dejado macerar durante el tiempo justo y lo hemos horneado con unos cuantos ejercicios y una buena ración de términos especializados sobre cocina. Ahora le ponemos un poco de audio para que aprendas a pronunciar todo lo que lees y listo. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
Ignacio es uno de los jóvenes que madruga los sábados por la mañana para repartir desayunos a personas sin hogar. Es solo un pequeño esfuerzo que se une al de Cayetana dando clases de apoyo escolar. Y al de Enric, Ana, Pilar. Parece poco, pero suma mucho. Cooperación Internacional ONG. Únete a la Juventud Solidaria.
Everybody, welcome back to the Drive Time Show. We're back, and it's time for our final half hour. And why don't we begin with an interactive section the way we always do? Let's go ahead with today's What's That Sound? What's that sound? All right, What's That Sound? The way this works, Tino plays a sound. Our technician, Tino, will play a sound, and you'll try to guess it. Try to tell me what it is. If you want to participate, you can write in on Twitter. Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
Find us on Twitter at I'm Carl Miller.
O lo que viene siendo IM Kile Millar.
That's right. I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Twitter. You can write in. Tell me what the following sound is. Describe the situation. Describe the sound. All right. All right. Let's hear that sound. Ooh. That's it? Yeah. Yes, that. Okay. Let's hear it again. Okay. All right. Good one. Okay. Let me know. Tell me what that is.
What in the world is that?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. Write in. I think I know what it is, but I welcome your creative responses, your creative guesses. How about our sound today? All right. Okay. So why don't we, we'll wait for that. By the way, I have launched a question on the Vaughan app. I was actually frantically, trying to fix the keyboard. The keyboard, came unplugged, I think, during our break. So during our break, I was crawling around under the desk trying to fix it, and I actually got it to work. I'm pretty proud of myself. I managed out of the, I don't know, 50 different cables down there. I've evidently found the right one. I got it. Yeah, I got it fixed. So that means I was able to send out a question in our Vaughan Radio app. Right? And it's a fill in the blank, right? One of my favorite types of questions. So we have our blank, right? So the question is as follows. If Tino is ill next week, someone will have to fill for him. If Tino is ill next week, someone will have to fill for him. So what is it? Fill in the blank, everybody. What's the preposition? And just like that, it's amazing how fast we get results on this thing. We have about 58 people who have guessed in the last 3 minutes. And 69% of you have it right. Well, so well done. Well, let's try to get that percentage up. Let's get some more people participating on the Vaughn Radio app. If you don't have the app yet, it's free. So go get it. 70 people now have participated, and 70% with the right answer. Yeah, pretty good. Wave in.
Well done.
Yeah, well done. Well done is right. Good job. Good job, everybody. Okay. Hey, let's push forward, shall we? Let's move on a little bit with something new. How about a paragraph? Do you like this one, Tino? I think people enjoy this section. Let's have a look at our paragraph of the day.
Paragraph of the day.
All right, our paragraph of the day. I'm going to read a short paragraph and we can talk about it. We can analyze it a little bit. All right? It goes like this. I'm dead tired. I got up at 6 a.m. this morning to catch the 7:15 flight to Barcelona. I had two meetings and then a long business lunch with two suppliers. I got to the Barcelona airport at 5:45, but had to wait until 8:15 to get a flight out. It's 11 o'clock right now, and I just walked in the door. My wife is asleep in front of the TV, and my dinner is on top of the microwave, getting cold. The guy's had a long day. The guy has had a long day. He says, I'm dead tired. I'm dead tired. Yeah. Estoy muerto de cansancio. I'm dead tired. Me levanté esta mañana a las 6 para coger un vuelo de las 7:15 a Barcelona. I got up at 6 to catch a flight. We could say to catch, or to catch the, you could say to catch the 7:15 flight to Barcelona. To catch a 7:15 flight, or to catch the 7:15 flight to Barcelona. Right? I had two meetings and then a long business lunch with two suppliers. I got to the Barcelona airport at 5:45, but had to wait until 8:15 to get a flight out. So he was at the airport for a couple hours. It's 11 o'clock right now, and I just walked in the door. Right? Son las 11 ahora. Y acabo de entrar. Acabo de entrar a casa. My wife is asleep in front of the TV, and my dinner is getting cold. My dinner is on top of the microwave, getting cold, he says. All right. So, yeah, he's had a busy day. A long day. He's going to probably eat something quickly and collapse into bed. But yeah, these paragraphs are kind of interesting, and we have a lot of them written. They have a couple different books of these short paragraphs, so people do enjoy them. And if you get one of these books, it comes with audio you download the audio for free. And you get some different exposure to different accents and so on. And you get, you pick up some phrasal verbs and some expressions through them as well. Anyway, that was that. That was that. Why don't we see what's going on? How about the world of technology, Tino? Do you like that one? Let's have a look at technology today.
Technology today.
Okay. Technology news. It seems Tesla, who I talk about all the time in my technology section because they're so interesting, is working with chip maker AMD, which stands for Advanced Micro Devices. So they're kind of like the competition for Intel. In the microchip world, you have, for personal computer, you have AMD and Intel. And Tesla is working directly with Intel to develop chips for its driverless vehicles that incorporate artificial intelligence technology. So this partnership is good news for AMD because it could lead to a lot of business. And just sort of an indication of how Tesla plans to influence and own every part of their their product. You know, they want to, so they don't want to be buying chips from someone else. They want to make their own, a partnership where they'll make their own microchips to control sort of the brain of these self-driving cars. As they've said that the next generation of Tesla will be self-driving. Now, they say that there's also what they call NVIDIA, a company called NVIDIA, which is the chip maker, I guess. It says here that Tesla is collaborating also with this company, NVIDIA. And stock prices are soaring with ADM and NVIDIA, as this could mean significant new business for them. He says, overall, we think NVIDIA, which is an interesting name for a company if you understand Spanish, but NVIDIA, remains the primary engine, while AMD chips will be used for specific applications and to avoid giving NVIDIA 100% of the AI content. So they're very clever, I guess. They want to have two different chip manufacturers involved so that no one has access to all the intelligence on all the information, like the secrets of the brain of these Tesla vehicles, it seems. And this came shortly after, this news came shortly after an analyst said that Tesla's self-driving technology is exaggerated and there will be very little difference between the autonomous driving capabilities of other cars like BMW or Volkswagen. So Tesla seems to say, hey, ours are going to be better. But some people are saying, oh, they'll be very similar to BMW and Volkswagen. But it's part of this, what they call vertical integration, right? Where you own, like if you're a car company and you own the tire manufacturer, you own the engine manufacturer, you own all these parts that end up going into the car, then you can kind of control everything. And Tesla also has this system of what they call the power wall, which is the giant battery. So their idea is that you have solar panels on your roof. In fact, Tesla sells a solar roof. So you'd have a house with a solar roof collecting the power, owned by a Tesla roof, a Tesla power wall battery system storing the technology. And then you drive your Tesla car into your garage and you charge it up. And so you could have all of these, the whole process from gathering the power, storing the power, and using the power all from the one company. They also want to have charging stations. So the people at Tesla believe that instead of gasoline stations like we have now, we'll have these electric power charging stations. And I was also seeing an article recently. I also saw an article recently where they say Tesla is looking at having convenience stores. They're looking at getting into convenience stores so that it's like today when you go to a Repsol, when you go to a service station, a gas station, you know, you go in and you stop because you need gasoline, but you end up buying some groceries or some food or some snacks or some, you know, a lottery ticket in a newspaper or whatever. So they want to have stores where you stop, you plug in your electric car, you charge up and buy some other things, maybe some high margin items as well, so they can make money off of that. So Tesla's really moving into this space of, they're really trying to dominate, I guess, everything related to the electric vehicle. But we'll see if they manage to truly differentiate themselves on quality from these other brands, as everyone seems to be scrambling, right? Making a great effort now, scrambling, working hard to try to be pioneers in the solar vehicle space, as we call it, in the solar vehicle, in the world of solar vehicles. So it's interesting. All right, I'm going to take a short break because it is that time. But after the break, we're going to look at the origins of certain foods. So pizza, who invented pizza? Who invented coffee? Who was the first to brew it? Well, we'll find out about that and also the history of the sandwich. So some food origins coming up and a couple more things to talk about as well as we finish up with this Monday edition of the program. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Mira el niño todo el día con el móvil. Así no lo estás criando bien, ¿eh, Mari? Así mal.
Mamá, ¿el niño está aprendiendo inglés?
Oh, a ver, niño, déjale el móvil a la abuela. Shh, calla. The house is yellow. Qué bonito, Mari. The car is pink. Is this an elephant?
Con la app de Mi Mundo en Inglés ya no te sentirás mal por dejarles jugar con el móvil. Aprenden inglés mientras se lo pasan pipa. Con la primera app de Vaughan para niñas y niños. De 5 a 12 años. Más de 130 actividades interactivas y super adictivas con audio incluido. Mi Mundo en Inglés. Ya disponibles para Android y iOS.
¿Do you Vaughan? Si estás harto de tanto despacito y quieres mejorar tu inglés rapidito, rapidito, escucha esto. Apúntate a Vaughan Town, el éxito que está arrasando entre los que necesitan mejorar inglés en poco tiempo. Un entorno 100% angloparlante, un ritmo trepidante con actividades en inglés cada día y un ambiente que no olvidarás. 6 días de inglés intensivo que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Ven a Vaughan Town y mejora tu inglés rapidito.
Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Si estás harto de tanto de...
It's a strange world we live in, ladies and gentlemen. A world where knowledge is power. A world where we strive to know as much as we can. Did you know that it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open? Or that a shark can detect one part of blood in 100 million parts of water? Today's fact might not turn you into a genius, but you just might find it interesting.
And that's a fact.
All right, folks, some facts about food origins. If you're anything like me, then you love pizza. And I think it's pretty obvious that it was invented in Italy. Everybody knows that, right? But what's the story here? Well, Greeks and Romans were known to include different ingredients on the top of flatbread. They were eating flatbread. But the modern pizza kind of comes from this, but goes back to 1889 in Naples, Italy, to honor the visit of Queen Margherita di Savoia. A baker named Raffaele Esposito created a special flatbread dish inspired by the newly designed Italian flag colors of red, white, and green. He decorated the top of his flatbread using 3 ingredients, green basil, white mozzarella, and red tomato. And thus, the Margherita Pizza was born. In 1905, the first modern-day pizzeria opened in New York City by Gennaro Lombardi. There you go, 1905. First American pizzeria, at least. What about coffee? Well, they actually credit a goat. Here you go. For discovering coffee. According to the legend, an Ethiopian shepherd found his goat going crazy, really energetic, after eating this bright red fruit from a bush. And this guy, his name was Caldi, was the shepherd, right? Un pastor from Ethiopia. He tried the berries himself and he was overwhelmed by the effect. He said, whoa, he got energy from this thing. He told local monks about the fruit, and the monks started to manipulate it to stay awake for long prayer sessions. And the effects were so remarkable that the monks shared the fruit with other monasteries around the world, and the coffee trade was born. So they were basically saying, "Look, you can pray more if you make a drink out of these beans." So they were sending them around, and that was the advent of the coffee trade. Here's this. Here's a more modern one. How about Nutella? Nutella was created in Italy during World War II because of rationing of certain goods like cocoa. Chocolate was very short in supply in Italy and most of Europe. So a pastry maker named Pietro Ferrero took advantage of his town's abundance of hazelnuts, which were included in a chocolate spread to make it last longer. So instead of having 100% cocoa, he would blend it in with hazelnuts and make this chocolate spread. After World War II, Nutella became a delicacy all over Europe, and it's since become one of the highest-selling spreads in the world, apparently with a net worth now of over $23.4 billion, thanks to the sales of Nutella. Ferrero's son is now the wealthiest person in all of Italy, or he was before he passed away a couple years ago in 2015. Interesting. Now, that, I believe, is the same family as the Ferrero Rocher as well, which right, has the hazelnut inside. Okay. The sandwich. What about the history of the sandwich? The birth of the sandwich was created, or was credited at least, to Lord John Montagu, also known as the Earl of Sandwich. Now, this guy had a reputation as a gambler, a notorious gambler throughout the British Isles. And in the late 1700s, the sandwich was born because he was too busy gambling to actually step away from the table to eat. He couldn't be bothered with silverware, and he ate roast beef with his bare hands. So he took a piece of beef and he ate it with his hands, and he started to obviously get the cards dirty. So to cure the messiness and make sure that the casino manager didn't get angry, he started using two pieces of bread to hold the meat while he played cards. So the Earl of Sandwich's snack consisted of bread and meat and eventually became an international sensation, earning him the place in history as the inventor of the sandwich. Interesting. There you go. All right, and there's even a chain called Earl of Sandwich, like a sandwich restaurant in the United States that's growing fairly rapidly, actually, called Earl of Sandwich. All right. Hey, why don't we squeeze in a little pronunciation talk? How about that?
What did you say?
I speak Spanish.
No, I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
No, I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
Very good.
Pronunciation.
Today, here's a good one. Well, pronunciation, communication. I'm talking about the shun sound of T-I-O-N. We say shun, not tion. Communication. No, communication. Shun. So you can repeat after me with these words here. Communication. Meditation. Education. Vacation. Suffocation. Es que es asfixia. Suffocation. Ooh. Situation. Hey, what's the situation? Situation. Information. Occupation. Hesitation. So, shun. The T-I-O-N is not tion, but rather shun. Shun. All right. Okay. Hey, how about a little bit of wisdom, right? A little bit of wisdom that we draw from our Chinese friends with today's Chinese proverb.
Zhong Guo Yan Yu.
Ah, yes. The Chinese proverb, everybody. drawing a little wisdom today, if we can, from today's Chinese proverb. Do not fear going forward slowly. Fear only to stand still. Now, it's kind of strange because they mix the infinitive and the interrogative, right? Do not fear going forward slowly. Fear only to stand still. So basically, don't. It's okay if you make slow progress, but the key is to be making progress. That's very important with the language learning process. If you're learning English, as long as you're doing a little bit, poco a poco, right? Little by little. Slow but steady wins the race. Slowly but surely. So you want to be making sure that you're always moving forward. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be moving quickly, but if you're moving forward, that's the key, and be constant with your studying. And I do recommend that, right? And that's why things on this show, for example, are broken down into little short lessons, you know, one phrasal verb, one expression, one pronunciation concept. And if you can work with these each day and add them little by little, like we said, slowly but surely wins the race. So yes, do not fear going forward slowly. Fear only to stand still. And that is our Chinese proverb. That's right. All right, let's see what people are saying about our sound, el sonido. Can we hear that sound again, Tino? We have, oh, there he is. Paco says, a hen is clucking. There you go. Perhaps laying a golden egg. Very good. I like that one. Yes. A hen laid an egg. Kyle, remember, don't put your eggs in one basket, says Mr. Houses. Very nice. Yes. The sound, Kyle, that sound could be a hen clacking. I guess we say clucking. Cluck. It's a hen laying down an egg. Well, laying. We don't say laying down, but laying an egg. A hen is clucking after laying an egg at my grandmother's farm, says Nelson. Greetings from Paraguay. Nice. Greetings from Paraguay. Hey, same to you, Nelson. Thanks for tuning in from Paraguay. Is it a broody hen, says Oninche? Maybe incubating her eggs. Yeah. Sitting on the eggs after laying the egg. Nice one. Thank you, Oninche. Very nice. Juan Antonio says the sound is a hen when it's just finished to lay. He says J, but I think he means lay. So it said finished to lay. When he's finished laying. Finished followed by the ing, right? Finished laying an egg in its nest. Very nice. Juan Antonio. So everyone seems to think that it has just laid an egg. Okay, it's at least clucking. Pa-cock, right? After just laying an egg. Okay, very good. So lots of interaction there, and I thank you for that. Speaking of interaction, we also have a bunch of people, about 200 people participating on our Vaughn Radio app with the fill in the blank. If Tino is ill next week, someone will have to fill in for him. That was our phrasal verb of the day, to fill in for, to replace, to substitute, right? Temporarily substitute, to fill in for someone. So the correct answer was to fill in. I will finish the question there. Thanks to everyone who participated. Thank you very much for that. And I'm out of time. So I'm going to finish there. But thanks for listening, everybody. Stay tuned for Dave Boys and the Salad. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Would you like an open return, a day return, or a single?
Hey, no. I think for the